And really, are you familiar with Phil?
Yeah, Phil Schiller.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, this is coming from Phil, right? And I'm working with Phil to come up with, you know, a way that we can make it right for you by reinstating your account, but it also needs to feel fair to Apple. And I think the thing that we're concerned about is we don't believe there was a mistake here, right? We don't think that we made a mistake. We believe that the two accounts were linked, and one of the accounts definitely had fraudulent activity. And so we want to make sure that's clear. And so, you know, we've essentially there's a couple things we want you to try to communicate in the post, right? And so something to the effect of you understand that the account was linked to fraudulent activity and you're working with Apple to unlink the accounts and get back into the program.
I can say that my account was closed because it was linked to a different account that had fraudulent activities, but that account wasn't mine.
That's correct, right? But the accounts were linked. So your account and the account with the fraudulent activity were linked, right? They used the same bank accounts. They used the same test devices. And we're okay with you mentioning that the accounts were linked, right? You understand that your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity, and you're working with Apple to unlink the accounts and get back into the program.
Okay, I'll think about it and I'll get back to you.
Okay, do you want to, you know, if you want to draft something and send it, I'm happy to share it with Phil and we'll go from there. And essentially, he's upset about this, right? And he wants to make it right, both for you and for Apple. And he wants to make it clear that, you know, we didn't make a mistake here, right? There was no, you know, we are confident in the investigations that we did that the accounts were linked. You know, there was fraud. It wasn't on your direct account, but it was on a linked account. We did provide warnings to that account, and, you know, we turned them off. And our goal now is to make it right both for you and for Apple. And
yeah,
so
but
again,
I don't know. I don't want to overstep my bounds, but my thought process is that I had no control over that account, but even though you kept me responsible for the actions of a different account, and in my opinion, I'm not at fault at all with this thing. And
no, but imagine from the program, we run a program, right? The Apple Developer Program. And we found that the accounts are linked. They use the same devices. They were enrolled with the same credit card number. These accounts are linked based on these facts, right? These are linked accounts. They share the same details.
Yeah.
That is our view.
Why didn't you notify me beforehand, though, and let me know that an account that's linked to mine is doing fraudulent activity so I could do something about it?
Yeah.
Because you said you notified the other account.
We did, yes.
Yeah, but you never notified my account at all. You just terminated it. And
because they were linked. That is correct.
Yeah, but I understand that you think that they are linked, but I don't see why I should be responsible for the other account, even if it's linked.
Because we see them as the same entity, right? If we have accounts that have enrolled in our program using the same credit card, they are the same legal entity. They are the same.
And you're sure you want that statement to become public?
We're fine with it. We have no problem because it's accurate, right? The accounts were linked, and your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity. Right. And honestly, that's correct. Right. You know, clearly you understand that your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity.
Yeah.
That statement is accurate.
I helped someone start to become a Apple developer as well. And
yeah,
I'm taking the fall for it. And that's pretty much what's happening. But I don't know.
But we need this. We need it to be accurate. Right. And so, accurately stated, we believe that the account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity, and accurately, you are working with Apple to unlink the accounts and bring your account back into the program.
Okay, I'll draft the post and I'll send it to you, and we'll work from there.
Okay, perfect. Okay. That sounds great. I mean, I think, Bowden, we want to work with you, but we want to make it clear that we didn't make a mistake, right? We were correct when we did our investigation and we uncovered that your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity. And when we say linked, we mean test devices, credit card that, you know, was used to enroll the accounts. And yes, that from our perspective means the accounts are linked.
Yeah, I understand, but...
Okay. No, I understand your position too. But this is the way forward. And if you do want to bring your account back, we want to make sure that it's clear. You know, these points are actually, it's, you know, 3 points. One, activity. You're working with Apple to account.
Sorry.
To get back into the program.
Can you repeat? You're breaking off.
Yes. So there's essentially three parts to it. One is that you understand the account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity.
Yep.
You're working with Apple. Unlink the accounts. You're working with Apple to get back into the program. And all those three things are accurate. And so we want that to make sure that's reflected in the post.
Okay, but I can't admit any wrongdoing on my part.
And I don't think this does that. This says that your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity.
Yeah,
it's not saying that you had fraudulent activity on your account.
All right,
it's
okay.
Saying that your account was linked to one with fraudulent activity.
Okay, I see. Because yesterday I thought you wanted me to write that I admit to wrongdoing and I'm working with Apple to make sure it doesn't happen again.
No, we want to make sure, of course, I mean, that goes without saying, right? Like, of course, we don't allow fraud on the platform and we do remove developers who behave fraudulently, right? And there's many ways that this happens. But in this particular case, I think it's accurate to say that your account was linked to an account with fraudulent activity. It's not saying that you were behaving fraudulently. It's saying your account was linked to one. And then you're working with Apple to unlink the accounts. And so as we said before, we want you to unlink the accounts and then get back in the program.
Okay, great. So I'll just say exactly what happened, the truth, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, so I think send it to me and I'm happy to have Phil take a look at it.
All right, okay.
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 Hope you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.